News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berman.
Former Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg lay in state at the U.S. Capitol on Friday, the first woman ever to do so. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened the ceremony.
It is with profound sorrow and deep sympathy to the Ginsburg family that I have the high honor to welcome Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to lie in state.
Rabbi Lauren Holzblatt said it's up to others now to rise up and move forward.
She was our prophet, our North Star, our strength for so very long. Now she must be permitted to rest after toiling so hard for every single one of us.
I'm Shelley Adler.
President Donald Trump has said he will announce his choice to replace Ginsburg on Saturday. CNN is reporting he has chosen Judge Amy Coney Barrett, a 48-year-old Circuit Court of Appeals judge known for her conservative religious views. Breonna Taylor's family and their lawyers are sharply criticizing Kentucky's Attorney General for the failure to bring charges against police officers in her death. Benjamin Crump is an attorney for Breonna Taylor's family.
If you did everything that you could do on Breonna's behalf, you shouldn't have any problem whatsoever, Daniel Cameron, to releasing the transcript so that we can see you fought for all of Kentucky's citizens.
Taylor was killed when officers fired into her apartment in Louisville last spring while serving a drug warrant. No drugs were found on the premises. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said on Friday the global death toll from COVID-19 could double to 2 million before a successful vaccine is widely used, and could be even higher without concerted action to curb the pandemic. WHO Director of Emergency Programs Mike Ryan told a briefing on Friday, unless concerted action is taken, the 2 million death toll is not only imaginable, but likely.
It's certainly unimaginable, but it's not impossible, because if we look at losing 1 million people in 9 months, and then we just look at the realities of getting vaccine out there in the next 9 months, it's a big task for everyone involved.
Ryan said young people should not be blamed for a recent spike in infections, despite growing concern that youths are driving its spread after restrictions and lockdowns were eased around the world. Local lockdowns are being imposed in several British cities where confirmed coronavirus infections have risen sharply. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The council leader in the northern England city of Leeds says people will be barred from meeting members of other households indoors or in backyards. The measure affects more than 750,000 people. Meanwhile, London, home to almost 9 million people, is being labelled an area of concern. That means that if infection rates rise, it could also face new restrictions. The Office for National Statistics estimates there were about 9,600 new infections a day in England last week, a 60% increase from the week before. Charles de Ledesma, London.
France has opened a terrorism investigation following a knife attack Friday that seriously wounded two people near the old Paris offices of the Charlie Hebdo newspaper. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Once again, journalists were targeted, two members of French production agency Première Ligne, who were stabbed as they took a cigarette break outside.
L'auteur principal.
Speaking to journalists at the scene, Paris prosecutor Rémy Heitz said because of all the parallels with the Charlie Hebdo attacks 5 years ago, anti-terrorist prosecutors are investigating it. The attack comes as the government is readying new legislation to fight so-called separatism, what it considers enemies of France and its way of life, including radical Islam. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
On Wall Street, tech stocks helped push all three major indices into positive territory by the close. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 1.34%. The S&P gained 1.6%. The Nasdaq added 2.26%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.